Bible with me, please, to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Can you all hear me all right out there? Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Amen. Galatians chapter 5. What a mighty God we serve. Bible says, if I won't open up the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing so you can bless someone else. I mean, if you don't have enough room to receive it, what you gonna do with it? You have to give it to somebody else, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Janet said, you started tithing? Yeah, I'm like, what? What's that? But I learned. And before I started giving, I was so broke, my broke was broke. But once I started giving to the King, the window started to open up. Amen, amen, amen. I've been blessed in every area of my life, going in, going out, in the city, in the field. Amen. Are you in Galatians chapter 5? I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law, I like to put in parentheses, of the flesh. Amen? It's no secret by now that our theme for 2022 is elevating our spiritual growth through the Word of God by way of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Elevating our spiritual growth through the Word of God by way of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 through 15 is our base scripture. Amen. So we're all about spiritual growth. And we find in Galatians chapter 5 that the Apostle Paul gave the Christians in Galatians some of the best advice that a Christian could ever receive. Okay? He gave them some of the best advice that a Christian can ever receive. And in so many words, he told them that if you want to be successful in this lifetime, if you want to be able to enjoy the life that Jesus Christ has given to us through his death, burial, and resurrection, if you want to be up and not down, if you want to be happy and not sad, if you want to not get yourself in trouble, the only way that we can do it is that we must be able to allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit of God. Are y'all still with me? The only way that I'm going to be able to live the life that Jesus has given to me, the successful life, the only way I will be able to do it is that I must be led by the Spirit of God. Amen? Are y'all still with me? If he told them, and it's for us today, if they choose not to be led by the Spirit of God, they will face the consequences that comes with not being led by the Spirit of God. Because if we're not led by the Spirit of God, we are being led by the flesh, whether we admit it or not. Are you still with me this morning? Amen. He says it once again in verse 16. He says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In other words, the only way that I can keep from fulfilling the lust of the flesh is that I must walk or live in the Spirit. Are y'all still with me? Amen. We're talking about spiritual growth. I must live in the Spirit. That's the only way. That's the only way. If I do not live in the Spirit, or by the Spirit, or follow the Spirit, I will automatically be living by the flesh. Are y'all still with me this morning? He says, and then he explains to us why. Look what they say it again in verse number 17. This is why he said to do it. He said, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit in conflict, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would do. Okay? He says, but if, somebody say if. That means it's not automatic. When you see the word if, that means that there's something that I probably need to do in order to receive what is behind the if. Are y'all still with me? But if you are led by the Spirit, then you do not have to follow the law of the flesh, or you will not be controlled by the flesh. Why? Because the Spirit will not let you be controlled by the flesh, or let the flesh control you. Are you still with me this morning? Amen. Now, when you look at the series of scripture here, you know, it's been taught two different ways. I'll say two different ways. Theologians sometimes differ from how they see this series of scripture. You know, it's a little controversy, but it's not a major controversy, because regardless of how they view it, you know, they all come up with the solution, if you will, that you still have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Y'all still with me? Amen. And they differ because of verse number 17. Okay, verse 17. Let's take a look at verse 17. Amen. I want to lay this out to you first. You know, because the Bible tells us in verse 17, it talks about the spirit and flesh. And the reason why they differ is because of the Greek meaning of the word spirit and the word flesh. Are y'all still with me? So they differ, you know, because of the Greek meanings of the word spirit and the word flesh. Now, let's talk about the spirit. If you look at the word spirit right there in the Greek, you'll see a word that's called pneuma. Okay, pneuma. Amen, pneuma. You know, and I'm sharing this with you so, you know, you can see where we're going. And the word pneuma is spelled P-N-E-U-M-A. Pneuma, amen. And in the Bible, in the Word of God, when the Bible speaks of pneuma, in a lot of cases, it's talking about the Holy Spirit, but also in some cases, it's talking about your new born again spirit. Okay? In a lot of cases, it's talking about the Holy Spirit, but it's also talking about your new born again spirit. Because in 1 Thessalonians, we're going to look at a verse today where the Bible talks about the Spirit. It's not talking about the Holy Spirit, it's talking about the real you. And that word is also translated in the Greek word pneuma. Are you all still with me? Amen. And then the word flesh, okay, the word flesh. That word flesh is translated from a word called sarx, S-A-R-X, sarx, S-A-R-X. And when the Apostle Paul in the Word of God uses the word flesh, it's the word sarx, sometimes it's pertaining to your flesh, your body, you, amen. But in other times, it's pertaining to the unrenewed or the nature of man that's not influenced by divine. In other words, it's not being led by the Spirit. You know, the way you were before you accepted Jesus Christ, or the nature that sometimes causes us to go out and sin. Are you all still with me? So he's pertaining to that. So for that reason, theologians sometimes differ, but because of verse 17. Now, in verse 16, the Bible is talking about the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's talking about the Holy Spirit, and it's also talking about the nature, devoid of divine influence, okay? The nature of man, okay? Devoid of divine influence. There's no doubt that the Bible is talking about that in verse 16. But some of them say we're in 17, it's not talking about the Spirit as the Holy Spirit. It's not talking about the flesh as the nature. It's talking about the Spirit, you, the real you, because you are a spirit, amen. And the Bible's talking about the flesh, okay, your body, okay, because your body is flesh. Now, why are the differences there? Well, let me tell you why. Because the Bible says here, look at verse 17 again. The Bible says that for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. So there's a conflict between the flesh and the spirit. Well, listen to this. The Holy Spirit does not conflict against you, your spirit. The Holy Spirit is not conflict against your body because God gave you your body. Are y'all still with me? So it can't be talking about the Holy Spirit conflicting against your body. Because God gave you your body, and if God gave it to you, then the Holy Spirit loves your body. Amen? Of course, some of us complain about our body. But, you know, that's the only body that you have, so you better take care of it. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Are y'all still with me? But the Bible says, the Holy Spirit is against that nature, okay, that nature that's devoid of divine influence. In other words, that's that nature that causes people to go out to commit sin. And people commit sin with their body, okay? I told a message many years ago, I said the body, the vehicle of sin. Because the body is the place that takes you to where you need to go to if you sin. Your body took you there. Are y'all still with me? Amen. So the Holy Spirit is against their nature, but it's not against your body. But listen to this. Your spirit, the real you, is in conflict with your body. There is a constant battle between the spirit and your flesh, the body I'm talking about. And the reason for that is because your body wants to lead you because it's taking commands from that mind. The mind tells your body to go kill somebody. Well, not you, amen. The mind tells people, go kill them. What do they do? The body carry them right to it. Kill people. So the body wants to lead because it listens to commands from the mind, but the spirit, the new born again spirit, wants to lead because it's supposed to. I'm going to show you in a minute. Are you all still with me? So there's a constant battle between the flesh, the body, and the spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit is contrary with the nature. Have I confused anybody? So either way you slice it, verse 18 goes right back, focusing back on the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because the only way you can be led, your spirit can be led, lead your body, is that you must follow the Holy Spirit. Let's go back. It says in verse 18, it clears it up here. It says, but regardless of what kind of flesh or spirit it's talking about, if you be led of the Holy Spirit, you are not under the law, and I like to say, of the flesh. Who did I confuse? Amen. Was that? Amen, amen, amen. Amen. So, once again, on the other hand, I've said this already, the real you, you are a spirit. I've said this before, and I'm going to show you some scripture today. You possess a soul, and you live in the body. Because for our theme for this year, building up our spirit, I have to understand how this thing works. You know, when I rededicated my life to Jesus, and I just wanted to, you know, all that tradition stuff they taught me in church that I didn't remember anyway, I was just confused. You know, people stop going or coming to church because they get confused. I mean, they go to all these different churches and all these different denominations teach so much, and I'm not talking about any denomination, you know, but that's why right now I'm non-denomination, amen. But anyway, nothing against any denomination. But they teach all of these different things, you know. This denomination say you do this. This one say you do that. That one say you do that. That one say you can't do it. You know, so it's just confusing to me. I'm talking about me. It's confusing to me. And that's why I stopped going to church. But when I rededicated my life to Jesus, when I got tired of being out there in misery, I rededicated my life to Jesus. And I prayed to God, I said, God, I just want to just forget everything that I ever learned. I want to start over. Of course, I didn't learn a whole lot. I just knew if I don't do right, I'm going to hell. But, you know, that's enough. But I said, I just want to start over. I know what all these different people teach, these denominations, but I just want to get to know you. I want to get to know you better. So I said, God, I just pray that you lead me somewhere where I can be taught the word. And, I mean, you know, he answered my prayer. And I remember that I read this book, and it helped me so much. to understand who I am. Because prior to that time, I didn't know. I was just living, trying to understand something spiritual with a natural mindset. And I read this book, and I can tell you the name of the book. The book was called Growing Up Spiritual. Growing Up Spiritually. And when I read that book and compared it to the Word of God, I was like, so that's what I've been missing. And the book talks about the fact that you are a spirit. You possess a soul, and you live in the body. And it broke it down for me, and I compared it to Scripture. And from that day forward, my life has never been the same. It never been the same. Because I realized that I am a spirit made in the image and likeness of God. I realized that I am a spirit, I possess a soul, and I live in the body. And when I started to understand that, I started to focus more on spiritual things instead of natural things. Have I lost anybody? Christian, we're going to talk about you this morning. Can I talk about you? Don't get mad when I talk about you. Amen. I want to talk about you this morning, and I want to talk about myself, because as I've already said, you are a spirit. You possess a soul, and you live in the body. You are a threefold nature. Spirit, soul, and body. Now, let me just share something with you just quickly. When you think about our Creator, who is God, we all know, don't you know that the Bible says that, the Bible doesn't mention the word Trinity, but you know that there's God is three but one? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that we are made in His image after His likeness. In Genesis, we look at this, it's right there. Chapter 1, verse 26. Spirit, soul, body, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three but one. Sometimes you got to divide yourself and see you as three but one. You are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in the body. Now, let me just explain those things to you. I know I've talked about these before, but as we go forward in 2022, talking about elevating the spirit, we need to know what we're dealing with, okay? See, the spirit is a part of you that contacts God. That's the real you. That's who you are. That's the part of you that contacts God. Satan can attack your body, he can attack your mind, but he can't mess with your spirit. Why? Because the spirit is a part of you that contacts God, and when you accept Jesus Christ, you receive the new spirit. That's why the Bible says, old things are passed away, all things have become new. It's talking about all old things in the spirit. Are you all still with me? So you are a spirit, okay? That's the real you. Your soul is the part of you that makes you different from me. It makes up your will, your mind, your emotions, your desire, and your personality. Okay, I like to take that, focus on the mind, okay? So your mind is not the spirit, and your spirit is not the mind. And then the body is the house that you live in where you're on earth. I'm going to show you scripture today. I know I've said it before, but you have to see it in the word. That's your house. So you are a spirit. You don't have one. That's what you are. You possess a soul, and you live in the body. And I mentioned this before, when someone dies, they're still alive spiritually. We just don't see them on earth anymore. But what happens is that the only thing that happens is the spirit just leaves the body. Are y'all still with me? And go to somewhere. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going to be with Jesus. You can go wherever you want to go. Y'all still with me? Amen. Is anyone hot? Amen. So, you are a spirit. You possess a soul. The spirit is not the soul. Some people say, well, the spirit and soul is the same thing. No, it's not. The spirit is not the soul, and the soul is not the spirit. But wherever you go when you die, your spirit and soul is going to the same place. In Luke chapter 16, verse 19, Jesus talks a little bit about that. I'm not going to get there today. Maybe I'll get there one day. Are you all still with me? So, you are a spirit. You possess a soul. You live in the body. And that's one of the reasons why the Word of God tells us to renew your mind, because if you don't renew your mind, you'll never be able to be led by the Spirit. Because your mind gives commands to your body. And your body always carries out the commands of your mind. Why? Because he doesn't have a mind of his own. Are y'all still with me? So you have to see your stuff like that. You are a spirit. You possess a soul. You live in a body. Listen to this. You are not a body who possesses a soul and have a spirit. You are not a soul that has a spirit and live in a body. You are a, one, spirit. Two, soul. Three, body. In that order. The reason why a lot of people do not, cannot be led by the Spirit is because they think they are a body first. No. Or they think they are a mind or soul first. No. A lot of people are led by their mind. Out of order. Are y'all still with me? The only way that I can be led by the Holy Spirit is because, or is if my spirit is controlling my mind and my body. You know, there's a verse in the Bible, we might get that today. The Bible say, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Proverbs 20, I believe. God deals with us by the spirit. That's what we are. Are y'all still with me? Spirit, soul, and body. Not body, soul, and spirit. Not soul, spirit, body. Not soul, body, spirit. Spirit, soul, and body. And if we can understand that, that tells us that what we need to focus on more is the spirit man. The real us. Because if we focus on the spirit and feed the spirit, then the body and the mind can't do anything else but follow along. Are y'all still with me? I want you to go with me, please, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Because if I know I am a spirit, once again, I can focus on getting my spirit stronger. And the stronger my spirit is, or the stronger I am, because you are a spirit, I might refer to it as you, I might refer to it as your spirit, it's the same. The stronger my spirit is, it makes it much easier for me to be led by the Holy Spirit. The stronger my spirit is. If my spirit is weak, my mind is going to lead me, or my body is going to lead me. That's why we have to get into the Word. Elevating our spiritual growth through the Word of God by way of the Holy Spirit. Are you in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians? Paul is talking to the Christians at Thessalonica here. He says in verse number 22, he says, abstain from all appearance of evil. And then he says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Do y'all see that? He says, and I pray God your whole what? Spirit. If you look at that word right there, you'll see the word pneuma, like I told you earlier. Your whole what? Spirit. And what? Soul. And what? Body. Be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice what he did not say. Notice he didn't say body, soul, and spirit. Notice he didn't say soul, body, and spirit. No, he didn't say soul, spirit, and body. But he said spirit and soul and body. Because that's what you are. Spirit and soul and body. Be preserved blameless. Not just your spirit blameless or your soul blameless, but your body also. In other words, to complete you. He said holy, okay? All of you, holy. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, all of it, soul, all of it, and body, reserve blameless. Well, that means in order for that to happen, there's some things I need to do. Number one, I need to present my body a living sacrifice. Number two, I need to renew my mind. And number three, I need to be led by the Spirit. Because absent from the Holy Spirit, absent from the Holy Spirit, I am not strong enough to allow my spirit to leave my body and my mind. Why? Let me tell you why. Because in this world, many people feed their body and their mind more than they feed the spirit. And whatever I feed is going to be the strongest. Are you all still with me? That's just the way it is. The spirit is not strong enough to lead itself. That's why it needs the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible says be led by the Holy Spirit. Are y'all still with me? Now, I want to show you something here. Oh, you already know it. I'll just talk about it. Because I mentioned to you in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Are y'all still with me? I want you to go to Genesis chapter 2. I like to look at it as Genesis chapter 1 says what God is going to do, and then he did it in Genesis chapter 2. You are a spirit. See? You are a spirit. And you have to see that. How do I become a spirit? Well, because number one, you're made in God's image after God's likeness. And we saw a few weeks ago that Jesus said in John 4:24, that God is a what? Spirit. Jesus said that. Jesus said God is a spirit. If Jesus said God is a spirit, that means that God is a spirit because Jesus can't lie. So if God is a spirit and God created me in his image after his likeness, I must also be a what? Spirit. But I'm going to prove it to you. Here we go. Are you in Genesis chapter 2? The Bible says here, look at verse number 7. And the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground. He formed who? That's body. That's why when a person died, they put them back in the casket and put them back in the body. And the preacher said, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. That's why he said that. Did y'all know that? That's not something he made up. He just said that's where man came from. He said, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the what? Notice before God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, he was just formed from the dust of the ground. But then the Bible said God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. If God had not breathed life into man, that man would just be a mannequin, like you see in the store. He'd just be a dirty mannequin. Y'all still with me? The dust of the ground. He said, he breathed into man's nostrils. Well, what did he breathe into man's nostrils? He breathed life. Life is spirit. Jesus said in John 6:63, we're going to go there sometime. He said, my words are spirit and they are life. That tells me that life is spirit and spirit is life. Because you and I are here right now because our spirit is still in the body. But our spirit decides to pack up and go home, guess what? They're going to put you in the ground because you have no more life. Are y'all still with me? You have no more life because your spirit's gone. So spirit is life. So when God breathed into his nostrils, the breath of life, the Bible says that man became a living soul. And people see that. I remember many years ago, a young lady said, yeah, I told you we're a soul. Say right there, we got to live a soul. See, that's what happens when you don't study the word. Because that word soul I mentioned before, I believe, can't come from a word, there you go, nephesh, N-E-P-H-E-S-H. It says man became the NIV, a living being. So man did not become alive until God breathed into his nostrils. So man became a living being. In other words, man became alive. He had a will, emotions, desire, personality, and a mind. Because spirit was breathed into him. So once again, if I didn't know anything else about the word of God, and I read that verse right there, that would tell me how important the spirit is. Because without spirit, I wouldn't have no life. I'd just be a dirty piece of dust. Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust. So that spirit gave me life. So that should tell me right there, well, that spirit must be pretty important. And it is. And as I mentioned before, the spirit is not the soul. The soul is not the spirit. Although when a person died, they go to the same place. If a person died and go to Hades, most people know it as hell. Guess what? Your spirit going and your soul going with you. If a person die and go to heaven, guess what? Your spirit going and your soul going with it, and the body's going to be put in the ground. Have I lost anybody this morning? We have to understand. Because if we do not understand the preliminaries, we won't understand the final finale. Or the grand finale, however y'all want to say it. Y'all still with me? Amen. The soul is not the spirit, and the spirit is not the soul. The Bible says that the word of God is so sharp it can separate the soul from the spirit. If the word of God is so sharp that it can separate the soul from the spirit, how can the spirit and the soul be the same thing? Go to Hebrews chapter 4. It can't be the same thing. See? Because if it could be the same thing, then the Bible would just say, the word of God can separate the soul in two, or the spirit in two. Have I lost anybody? Are we understanding it this morning? The Bible says, above all things, get understanding. And I'm going to tell you, I was going to church. I stopped at a young age. I didn't know anything. But when I made a decision to rededicate my life, I said, God, I just want to know what the words say. I'm confused. Everybody's saying all these things. What do your words say? Christian, that's why we have to get into the word. What does the word say? If I say the B-I-B-L-E, yeah, that's the book for me. I stand on the word of God, or something like that, the B-I-B-L-E. Well, then I need to live by it. If it's my guide for life, I need to let it be my guide for life. Are you still with me? See, I have to teach this because as we move on, if I do not stop here at this station, when we move on, we're gonna be lost. Because I need to understand myself before I can understand the Holy Spirit's work in my life. If I do not understand myself, my makeup, I will never understand the Holy Spirit's work in my life. I'll always see him as being the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And he has a major role in your life, in my life. But if I do not understand how I'm created, then I will not see the magnitude of the Holy Spirit's work in my life today. I would not see it. That's why I have to understand myself first. Are you all still with me? Look what the Bible says here. It's talking about the Word of God. Because I told you that we are elevating our spiritual growth through the Word of God by way of the Holy Spirit. Y'all still with me? The Bible says here in verse number, it's talking about entering into God's rest here. It says, verse 11, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. And then it says in verse 12, for the word of God is quick, okay? That word quick means alive, okay? It don't mean it runs fast. It means alive, okay? For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper. That word sharper there means that it's more keen, okay? Sharper than any two-edged sword. I like to add three-edged, four-edged, five-edged. It doesn't matter how many edges a sword has. The word of God is sharper than it. It's sharper than any. And listen, piercing even the dividing asunder of what? Soul and what? Spirit. If I didn't know anything else about the word of God, and I saw that right there, that's telling me this word must be powerful. I mean, if that word can separate the wet from the water, it must be pretty powerful. Because I don't know about you, but I have never met anyone who could separate the wet from the water. I mean, if I take that bottle and pour it on Elder Perlow's head, which I would never do, when he get home, Elder Rich is going to say, honey, because he always called him honey, honey. I know that because I hang around him a lot. Isn't that right, Elder Larissa? Amen. Honey. why are your clothes wet? She never said, why are your clothes water? He gonna say, well, why are my clothes water? Why are your clothes wet? Why? Because you can't separate the wet from the water. But the word of God is so powerful that it can separate the soul from the spirit. Fresh off the press, this just came to me. The word of God is so powerful that when the mind, part of the soul, is trying to control you, the spirit, the Holy Spirit can come in between you and say, that's not the way God wanted it to be. That's not the way God designed it. Mind, get back into your proper perspective. Spirit, you need to get in your proper perspective. Are y'all still with me this morning? This manna, that's straight off the press. It just came to me. Look at how with the Holy Spirit, how he give you divine revelation. It don't have to be at 3 o'clock in the morning. He can give you the divine revelation anytime. But we have to realize the power of the Holy Spirit. Are y'all still with me? So the soul is not the spirit. The spirit is not the soul. The Bible never tells us to be led by the soul. It said be led by the spirit. Are y'all still with me? Well, what about the body? What about the body, Pastor? I got the soul. But what about the body? I've mentioned to you that your body is the house for your spirit while you are here on this earth. Once it's time for your spirit to leave your body, your spirit is going away. It's leaving your body and it's going to wherever you wanted to go. You know, you decide, Crystal. You know, there's this religion out there, and they will come to your door 2 by 2. And they will tell you, if God is a loving God, why would he send anybody to hell? Well, I mean, you know, God does not send anyone to hell. They send themselves. And a lot of times they go first class. They do not pass go. They do not collect $100. That's Monopoly for those of you who don't know. They go directly to hell. They send themselves. Because the word of God tells us everything we need to do to avoid the place. Everything. But people choose, instead of being led by the spirit, they choose to be led by their mind or the body. Are y'all still with me? Look at the body this way. We're going to look at the scripture in a minute. Your body your spirit in your body is in a conflict. And I mentioned to you that the one you feed the most is going to be the strongest. I know some people eat 5 meals a day. Guess what? They just feed. Body and mind. Well, I just got to get this knowledge. The Bible says people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, so I got to study this book. No, that's not the kind of knowledge the Bible's talking about. Talking about godly principle. That's the kind of knowledge. And look at it this way. I like to say it this way. Of course, I don't like to see dogs fighting. But I just use this analogy. You know, you have 2 dogs. You have one you've been feeding, like, for a whole week. The other dog, because his fur is not as pretty as the other dog, you throw him on a bone occasionally. And you decide that you want to see these dogs fight to see which one is the strongest. So you bring old macho muscle out. The one you've been feeding, you know, the gravy train and the Alpo and all the other stuff. And you bring old boneless Jonas out. Are y'all still with me? I'm sorry, Officer Jones. Let's say amen. I wasn't thinking about the Jones family when I said that. It just came out. Amen, amen, amen. And the dogs start to fight. Which one is going to win? Muscle dog. Because the food he's been eating is on his chest. And the poor bone is joneless. Well, that's what happened with the spirit. We neglect it because we don't understand how important it is. We don't understand because we can't see it. Although we see ourselves in the mirror, but we see flesh, don't we? And then we complain about ourselves, don't we? But inside of this flesh, you are a Christian, is a beautiful spirit. If you're not one, you can be one today, and you can receive the Spirit of God today to work with your spirit. So whoever you feed the most, that's you know, it's an old secular saying, you are what you eat. Although you're a spirit, you're going to be acting like whatever you eat in the flesh if you do not feed the spirit. That's why this Christian life is so important. It's more to it than just coming to church on Sunday and Wednesday sometimes. And I did see more of y'all here on Wednesday night. I was really impressed. That's great. You're starting to come. Keep coming. Amen. If I feed the body more, guess what? That's why the Bible says, that's the verse in the Bible says, bodily exercise profits little. I have to feed the spirit. Are y'all still with me? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Spirit, soul, body, in that order. I have to understand that if I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. I need to get myself in the proper position. Spirit, soul, and body. Not soul, body, spirit, not body, soul, and spirit. I remember a song when I was young called Body and Soul. They ain't say nothing about the spirit. Song said, body and soul is the way it's got to be. It's a song. I know it's just a song. Amen. But somebody had to write it, right? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul here is talking about death, really. He's talking about death. And he's talking about the body and the spirit here. And he's explaining to the Christians at Corinth what happens at death. If you are a Christian. You know. Now, most of this happens at death, but at the end, it only happens if you are a Christian. I'll show you what I'm saying when I get there. So he says here in chapter 5, verse number 1, talking about the body. He says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle, I think the NIV says tent, were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in heavens. Now, this is where people mess up on this verse. When they see we have a building of God, okay, a house not made with hands, excuse me, it's eternal in the heavens, we automatically think that that verse is talking about the house, the physical house that we live in. You know, the one that you know, somebody ring your doorbell and you let them in the house, you know, where you live. But that's not what that verse is talking about. Okay. When Paul is talking about in this tabernacle or in this tent, he is talking about the body. Okay. He is talking about the body. Now, I'm going to prove it as we continue to read this. He's talking about the body. He's not talking about your house on 101 South Acre Street, wherever you live at. He's talking about the body. Okay. He's talking about the body. He said, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building. When he says we, he's talking about the spirit, the real you. Okay? Y'all still with me? He says, for in this body, King James doesn't say body, but it just says in this we groan. He's talking about the body. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. See, the Spirit really knows that, although we may not think about it, but the Spirit knows that this body is not the final destination. The Spirit knows that. The body is not the final destination. It's just a house for the Spirit while the Spirit's here on the earth. The Spirit knows that. The reason why we don't know that the Spirit knows that is because we don't spend much time developing the Spirit. Are y'all still with me? And then he says here, for we that are in this tabernacle or tent do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality. Okay? You see the word mortality, mortal mortality, it's talking about death. It has something to do with death. Might be swallowed up of life. Do y'all see that? And then he says here in verse 5, now he that hath wrought us for the self same thing is God, who has given unto us the earnest of the what? Spirit. There's the word Spirit there. That's the capital S. Let's talk about the Holy Spirit. Do y'all see that? Holy Spirit is involved in everything. Everything. That's why Jesus says it's better for you that I go away. If I do not go, the comforter will not come. The Holy Spirit is here to comfort us in every area of life. And then the Apostle Paul says, therefore, we are always confident knowing that, are y'all with me? While we are what? At home on Market Street. At home where? You mean to tell me, they say at home in my mansion? While we are at home in the body, we are what? Absent from who? The Lord. While we are at home in the body, it's talking about the Spirit, the real you. While we are in the real me, while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. That doesn't mean that God's presence is not with us. What that means is that we have the Spirit have not left the body yet. The Spirit have not left the body yet. And look at what he says here. He reminds us that we walk by faith and not by sight. Many times people go to that series of scripture, that's all they focus on. We walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7 say we walk by faith, not by sight. It's more to it than just that. Like I said, we just focus on what we want to focus on. That's why the Bible says we can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And then the Bible says in verse 8, we are what? Confident, I say, and willing rather to be what? Absent from the what? Body, and to be who? Present with the Lord, if you are a Christian. If you are a Christian, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If you are not a Christian, and you can be one today, when you die, you will not be present with the Lord. The only way that a person can be present with the Lord is that they must be born again. Jesus talked to Nicodemus. He said, you must be born again. Nicodemus had that natural mindset like a lot of people. How can I be born again in my mother's womb? My mother's womb. He said, no, that's not the kind of birth I'm talking about. He said, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Another controversy. Some people look at that and say, well, it's talking about water, talking about in the mother's womb. Well, it could be talking about that as well. But it's talking about the Word. Study it. You got to get the Word on the inside of you so you can receive a spiritual birth. If you don't receive the Word, then you won't have a spiritual birth. So you got to study. You must be born by the water and by the Spirit. Once a person is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit stamps them and says, yep, they qualify to be with God when they die. But a person who's never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, they will not be with God according to the Word. Not according to Pastor Ron. According to the Word, when they die, they will not be with God. they will be at a place called Hades. Most people know it as hell. And this is the place where departed spirits go who have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's why salvation is more than just come to church on Sunday. It's about life. Not just any old kind of life, but everlasting life. Are you all still with me? That's why developing the spirit is so important. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with wherever we choose to go. See, the spirit would never cease to exist. And the reason why the spirit would never cease to exist is because God would never cease to exist. And God is a spirit, and because God created us in his image after his likeness, and the Bible says that God is a spirit, that means we are spirits made in the image and likeness of God, we will never cease to exist. Are y'all still with me? That's why we got to feed the spirit. We cannot allow the body to cause us to go to hell and then it's laying in the ground comfortable. Are y'all still with me? Oh, the mind. We got to renew that thing. Have I lost anybody? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord if I'm a Christian. The only way that I will be able to be with God is that I must be led by the Holy Spirit. The only way that I will be able to be led by the Holy Spirit that I need to strengthen my spirit or myself, because I am a spirit. Right? I tell you I'm gonna talk about both of them. I have to strengthen my spirit so my spirit can lead my mind and my body, and my body cannot lead my mind and my spirit. Because once I strengthen my spirit, man, I am setting myself up to be led by the Holy Spirit. Like Galatians 5:16 says, be led by the Holy Spirit. I cannot be led by the Holy Spirit if my real me is allowed. How could I be led by the Holy Spirit if my mind is leading me? Because the mind might not want to be led by the Holy Spirit. So I have to get myself in the proper position. The only way that I can get my spirit strong is I must feed my spirit or myself, because I'm a spirit. I tell you, I'm talking back and forth. I have to feed it. Well, what do I feed it? Gravy train? No. Apple? No. All of the nourishment that we need for ourselves or the spirit is found in the Word of God. I mean, if you want a diet, it's in here. If you want a Big Mac, it's in here. If you want some steak, whatever your spirit needs, it's in here. It's in here. Whatever you need, it's in here. Because I told you earlier, when we was talking about the soul and the spirit, the Bible says the Word of God is quick. I tell you, it's alive. That's why they call it sometimes the Rhema word. It's alive. It's not like a regular book you read. Murray had a little lamb, his feet was white as snow. So I read that book. I don't need to read that one. No. We can never get to the point where we read enough of this word. Because this word contains revelation knowledge. And we found out on Wednesday night, for those who came out, and I look forward to seeing many more of you on this Wednesday. We found out the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If I want to grow spiritually, I must feed my spirit the Word of God. Worldly junk will not do anything for my spirit. That's why the Bible tells me not to be conformed to the world. It does nothing for my spirit. The only thing that does something for my spirit is the word. When I read it, study it, and hear it. Hear it. Hear it. Hear it being taught or spoken by someone who's qualified to speak it. Because some people get in the Bible and they just make stuff up. Are you all still with me? The word has spiritual nourishments, any kind of nourishment we need. If that's the case, if I need some vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, F, G, H, I, J. Doesn't matter what level of spirituality, if you will, we're on, there's something here for us. Everybody. Just got saved? Been saved for 55 years? It's in here. Well, I've been saved for 15 years, I don't need the Bible no more. Yes, you do. Because the Bible says the Spirit is renewed day by day. And if the Spirit is renewed day by day, I need to feed it day by day. Yesterday's food is already dissolved. Are y'all still with me? I must feed it nourishments. Go to the first Psalm. I have 3 minutes left. Part two next week. That's why I like being a pastor, because I don't have to rush. I can teach a lesson and have a part two the following week. Isn't that right, LaShonda? I don't have to rush. Sometimes people rush, just rush to miss. I gotta get it. I don't know why our leaders rush, because I can always give them a part two if they want it. They all fell off on part two. Let me get through part one. I'm done. Hey, I'll give you a part two if you need it. Hey, man. You see, I told you. Somebody just said, no, sir. See how my leaders do me? They want to get on. They want to get on the pulpit and off. They don't want to be up here in the extra. Amen. 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 I must feed my spiritual food. I'll use the book of Psalms. I'm almost done. I have 2 minutes and 4 seconds. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm on the first Psalm, verse 1. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. I like to say the word of God. And in his law doth he do what? Meditate day and night. How many know meditation in the word is a way of feeding the spirit? Feeding the spirit. Meditate day and night. And when he do that, or she, in verse 3, it says, when they meditate day and night, he or she shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. That means it will always be green. And whatsoever he doeth shall do what? Prosper. A blessed life. A blessed life. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Look at verse 4. The ungodly, people who are not led by the Spirit, are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Remember our base scripture, right? Ephesians 4, 14, 15, that we no longer be children, tossed to and fro. Yeah, exactly. Whichever way the wind blow, that's the way they go. Wind blow left, they go to the left. Wind blow right, they go to the right. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Verse 5, therefore the ungodly should not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The way of the righteous, go ahead and stand to your feet because my time is up. The way of the righteous is to be led by the Spirit. That's the way of the righteous. To be led by the Spirit. Go ahead and stand to your feet. Part one. Part two next week.